See, it doesn't bother me at all. it doesn't bother, because no one's listening anyway. It's just personal record for me. So all right, I have to say it for. Okay. So the next thing is, now why is it that the Baruch Shmei today has been downgraded? Why has it been downgraded? There's one reason why it's been downgraded. It's two words. There are two words why Baruch Shmei today lost its luster. No, why? Shabsai Tzvi. Shabsai Tzvi is the cause. He has such words, Yimach Shemel V'Zechoy, all the shyness. He is the cause of why Baruch Shmei today has become second rate. Because Shabsai Tzvi and his Talmidim, their priority, their main sin, not main sin, a major crime of Shabsai Tzvi was to put everything in the wrong perspective. To give Kabbalah more weight than Nigla. Kabbalah and Zohar, Shabbos was all about Kabbalah. All the Kabbalistic teachings of the Zohar, that became the religion. And when it says the Aseres HaDibros, that's like Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Not everyone's machmir Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Shabsai Tzvi, he created a world where Kabbalah dominated. The people who fought back against Shabsai Tzvi, one of the main tools, the main techniques was to downgrade to a very great degree Kabbalah, Inyanei Kabbalah. And as a collateral damage is the Baruch Shmei suffered. Because over the Aron Kodesh, if you're saying Baruch Shmei, saying Zohar, oh, that means you're a Sabbatin. If you're saying Kabbalah when you take out the Sefer Torah, it means you're one of Shabsai Tzvi's Talmidim, because he's also into the Olam of Kabbalah. So they went to an extreme, those who fought back against those followers, to distance themselves entirely from any in Kabbalah, in the Nusach HaTzvil especially, because that's something that's very public in the Beis HaKnesses, to put the priorities in Klal Yisrael back in the proper order. You daven to Hashem. You're not davening to Malachim. You're not davening in this, you say Kabbalah, because the Malachim don't understand. It was a problem. And that is why we never really got away from that. We suffer out of Yom. It's clear we suffer out of Yom today from the damage, the collateral damage of Shabbosai Tzvi. And Baruch Shmei has never been restored to the chashivus that it once deserved. That it once had. Okay, just some other interesting things about Baruch Shmei. Baruch Shmei has exactly 130 words. I didn't count it. 130 words. Why? So it corresponds to the years, what it says here, I don't know why, the years of Adam, Harishon, was Poiresh from Chava. After the Chet Eitz Hadas, Adam and Chava were separated. They were separated for 130 years. They were still married, but they were separated. And during those 130 years, Adam Harishon, it says, I don't know what this means, was Moitzi Zera Levatola. He didn't have a wife. He was a bocher. So who's he, Maharer? There was no other woman in the world with Chava. But I'm getting trouble for saying all these things. But whatever it is, so therefore, Baruch Shmei, Kabbalah, is a tikkun for these inyanim. These inyanim, this is very typical of Breslov, of Kabbalah. These are very typical of Baruch Shmei, is an inyan to be mitahir oneself, to connect to Baruch Shmei. The 130 words correspond to these years and these inyanim. There's a line in Baruch Shmei which is very controversial. V'lo al bar Elohin samichna. Okay, we dive into Hashem. V'lo al bar Elohin samichna. What's very interesting about it is because who's the mechaber Baruch Shmei? Rashbi. Rashbi has a very unique understanding of what it says in the Torah that Vayar b'nei Elohim espinos ha'adam. Vayar b'nei Elohim espinos ha'adam ki toivois heina. Ve'yichluchem noshem. So what does that mean to us? I think Rashi says that the angels, there were angels that came out of Shemayim. They came out of Shemayim, they came down to this world, they lived among us, and they saw the young women in this world, and they had taiva. Bizarre. they had taiva to have dealings with the noshim, the benoisi of the people of this world, and they married them, and they had children, and these children are demons, they're half angels, half human beings, all of these mystical type of things. That's how we translate the pasuk pshuta kimashmo. Okay. Okay, but many of us. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai goes on a tirade, mamish, that there's no way in the world you are allowed to translate the words like that. B'nei Elohim, the sons of God, and he has other examples, and he says it means the people of the judges, the powers, they were judges, they were powerful people in the world, and their children. Would thought they could abuse, they have the kach to do whatever they want, they're going to take for themselves, the benois. So it is anathema in the eyes of Rashbi to use the term b'nei Elokim. So there's a very powerful question, how could it be that Rashbi writes in a few places, different examples of Mamar Chazal, that there's no such thing as b'nei Elokim. How could it be that in his own Nusach HaTfilah of Brich Shmei, he writes, the law al b'dei Elokin Samech, bar Elokin Samech. We're not relying upon this on angels. We're davening to you, Hashem, directly. We're not relying upon angels. He would never, ever use such a terminology. Never in a million years. He writes about that. So obviously, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. And this is all a very big question, because Bechal is very, it goes back to the age-old question, well, who exactly wrote the Zohar? We say Rashbi wrote it. So Rashbi didn't write it, obviously. It means that he revealed these things to his Talmidim, and his Talmidim they put in writing. But how could someone as a Talmud, go and write something like that? He would never use such an expression. So what is going on over here? So someone is saying, Echnami was tampered with. It was tampered with, it's not authentic, so therefore don't say it, don't say the whole nusach, exactly who wrote it. Someone is saying is that it was changed deliberately to refer as a statement in the time of the Dark Ages, not referring to Yashka. The law al bar Elohim Samichna means we're not students of Yeshu HaNotzri, because Yeshu HaNotzri considered himself to be a son of God. So what? The Goyim. Some say that the original version, and many do have this nusach, V'lo al bar malocha, malacha, an angel. Some nuschos, they say the correct and the real version is, I do not rely upon malocha, an angel. Yashka has been around since the Churban Beis HaMikdash. There's more than one Yashka. Even before, during the time of the Bayis, during the time of the Bayis Sheni, there were a few Yashkas. There were at least two, maybe even some say there were three Yashkas, famous Yashkas. Okay, so this is an issue. The law al bar Elohim Samichna. So someone is, so therefore that's why it became also an issue. There's something else I'm forgetting to tell you. All right, so maybe we'll see a little more. Maybe we'll go over this a little more. Maybe we should really go through the translation of it. Mila. It's very interesting to know the precise translation. Abir Shmei. Okay, we'll stop here for today.